Yes. Agenda paper 11C is about the proposal to clarify the scope of the portfolio exemption in IFRS 13. The scope of the exemption is set out in paragraph 52 of IFRS 13. The proposed amendment clarifies that the portfolio exemption applies to all contracts within the scope of IS 39 or IFRS 9, regardless of whether they meet the definition of financial assets or financial liabilities as defined in IS 32. 61 respondents commented on this amendment. Almost all of them agreed with our proposal. However, some respondents asked to clarify whether unused contracts could be considered contracts within the scope of the portfolio exemption. They think that the wording of the basis for conclusion could be improved. We think that the proposal is sufficiently clear. All contracts that are within the scope of IFRS 39 or IFRS 9 and only these contracts are within the scope of the portfolio exemptions. Few respondents think that the proposed amendment should be applied prospectively. We disagree with this comment because the proposed amendment is only a clarification, and we don't think that the respective application would cause undue cost and efforts. Consequently, we think the committee should recommend to the ISB to finalize the proposed amendment to IFRS 13. We are asking the committee member if they agree with our recommendation and if they have any questions.
Joanna, first call.
I fully support the recommendation.
Andrew?
I support the basic recommendation, but I don't understand the logic of the transitional provisions, because what we're doing here is amending IFRS 13, which is effective prospective 1st January 13. So how can you put an amendment that's retrospective when the actual standard itself isn't? I don't understand the logic.
No. Yes, we mean that is retrospective, but starting from the 1st January 2013.
All right. Okay.
It's a limited retrospective.
You had special use of the word.
Sort of retrospective. Charlotte.
Yeah, I agree with the amendment, the basic amendment. I would still say prospective just to be consistent with IFRS 13. Yeah. So going forward, every amendment to IFRS 13 should be prospective.
Okay.
But would that mean that if you'd applied IFRS 13 before the amendment, that you don't get the benefit of that, of the change? So you mean prospective from when IFRS 13 applies? There are some. It's mandatory from the 1st of January 2013.
Retrospective as from the first application of IFRS 13.
Yeah.
Or prospective from a date of your choosing in the past.
We didn't want it to be the case that somebody might have a sort of a gap and when it would be available when they needed to use it.
But just making it compulsory retrospective was the question, and it was all setting the precedent for going forward when people might not be able to get that information via knowledge of fair values in the past, which we've always said we wouldn't do.
It is elective, though.
Okay. I was going to look up something, but I don't see any point in arguing about it or in me making it worse. So we're saying, I think Sue's proposal was retrospective to the first application of IFRS 13. Any objections to that? Charlotte, you're objecting to it? Or?
I don't mind.
Okay. Any other comments or objections surrounding the proposal? Sorry to bring you up for a very short conversation, Sue.